You're listening to SBS News.
Aged care providers have united to call for a $1.1 billion rescue package from the government. They're asking for approximately $250 million for home care, $546 million for residential care, and $500 million for information technology and training. They say much of the aged care sector was already on the brink of collapse, but now the virus crisis is putting hundreds of thousands of vulnerable Australians at risk. The CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, Patricia Sparrow, spoke to the ABC, explaining the added costs aged care facilities are facing due to the COVID-19 crisis.
So it might be on personal protective equipment. As I've said, those costs we've seen double in many cases. It may be on purchasing more technology so that families are able to connect with their loved ones on a regular basis, which is really important.
The aged care sector employs 360,000 people and cares for 1.3 million elderly Australians. Ms. Sparrow says some of the money will go towards supporting their casual staff in the event they need to isolate.
It may be that, and some of the funding goes to workforce, as I said, that some staff are casual, and we want to make sure that if they do need to isolate for 14 days because they're experiencing symptoms, they can stay home and continue to support their family, and we're able to put on additional staff.
The CEO of Catholic Health Australia, Pat Garcia, says the industry has been underfunded for years, which is affecting the quality of care. Mr. Garcia says while the government has brought in regulations to lift standards, what they really need is funding.
Now, the government pays for 97% of home care. Funding for the sector comes from the government. If the government isn't willing to provide additional funding, then the quality of care can't improve. Now, with the pandemic now, there's additional requirements again on the sector to ensure the safety of residents. And we all want that. But ultimately, it's up to the government to be able to fund it.
The feeling inside aged care facilities is changing day by day. Lee Martin is the CEO at Tanunda Lutheran Home in South Australia's Barossa Valley. Despite their vulnerability, Mr. Martin says the residents are staying resilient.
Our residents are very vulnerable. I've got probably three residents over the age of 100 years old, and they've sort of been able to say, we've seen these things before, and if we all look after each other, we'll all get through it.
Mr. Martin says there are challenges in maintaining social distance and organising activities for residents.
Yeah, it makes it hard because a lot of our residents who have dementia really don't understand the social distancing thing. And so it really is, we try to just encourage small groups. You know, once upon a time we would have, you know, 15 or 20 people in an exercise class, for instance. Now we sort of keep it down to maybe two or three people in a very small group.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.